the legend.
Brought to you this season by Cunningham Young Funeral Home,
Best Way Express,
Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bobes Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. And now for Red Hill Saluki basketball action.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, go. It's yours, go.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Red Hill Saluki basketball here on the Legend. I'm Steve Anderson. Rob McKinney is alongside. We're having some technical difficulties here, so we've gone to another method to try and get this game. There's been a timeout on the floor. We're just underway in the first quarter here in this quarterfinal. And it is Red Hill 8, and the Robinson Maroons 5. I'm Steve Anderson. Glad you're with us here. The previous game, it was Marshall defeating Newton by a score of 61-53. So Marshall moves on now to the championship semifinal on Tuesday. They will play against Casey. Meanwhile, Newton will play Lawrenceville. That will be coming up on Wednesday in the consolation bracket. It's 8-5 here with Red Hill on top. The ball is intercepted by Robinson. Steve Anderson here again with Saluki basketball. Here is a reach-in foul charged on Parker Havel. Havel's in the starting lineup for the Salukis. Parker Havel along with Chase Murray, Drew Moore, Andy Wells, and Corbin Shoulders. For Robinson, they have on the floor Cade Lassen along with Chance Black, Alex Weber, Walker Sandschaefer, and Brandon Scott. 3:40 to go here in the opening quarter. 8-5 in favor of the Salukis. Robinson's basketball at their offensive end. And it comes in the middle, the ball knocked away from Alex Weber, recovered in the lane by Walker Sandschaefer, and a reach-in foul charge on a jump ball, held ball, and the possession arrows in favor of the Saluki, so they have the basketball. Leading 8-5, 3:35 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Over across the timeline on the left wing to Murray. Murray back out top of the key to Havel. Right side on the wing to Moore. Moore goes to the baseline, cut off there. Throws it up from about 10 feet, up and in. Drew Moore with the basket, and the Salukis lead by a score of 10-5, trying to knock off the Robinson Maroons and pull off an upset. Robinson the second seed. The Salukis are the seventh seed here in this tournament. Here's a drive down the lane by the Maroons, intercepted by Parker Havel. Two-on-one break, lays it up and in. Parker Havel with a basket, and the Salukis off to a good start, leading 12-5, 2:50 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Left side dribble for the Salukis, and reach-in foul charge on Red Hill. Cade Lassen was fouled, and now a substitute for the Salukis. Coming into the contest for Red Hill is Landon Ray. Off the bench, it comes to Gavin Rucker for, I'm sorry, that's not correct, that's Dylan Smith for Robinson. Down the lane on the drive comes Chance Black, shot missed, no good, rebounded by Andy Wells, outlet pass on the right wing to Drew Moore, his free throw line jumper is off the mark, no good, rebounded by the Salukis, rebounded by Wells, and a foul, reach-in foul on Red Hill, and the Salukis. Andy Wells heads to the line for free throws with 2:22 to go here in the first period of play. 12-5 is our score. This game being brought your way by People's State Bank, your community bank, and by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, now offering full-time cardiology just a heartbeat away. Andy Wells' free throw is up and in, and it is 13-5, Salukis. 14-5 now as Wells hits that shot. 2:20 to go here in the opening quarter of play. The between the circles now. Cade Lassen on the left wing to Dylan Smith. Smith on the dribble to the free throw line, left side of the lane. Now on the right side, here's a baseline drive by Lassen. He's cut off by Moore. Back out top of the key to Braden Childress. His long three-pointer off the mark from the top of the key and rebounded by Chase Murray. And the Salukis off to Drew Moore, and Red Hill goes on the attack with a minute 52 to go in the first quarter, 14-5 in favor of the Salukis. There's a shot up and in underneath by Andy Wells again. And it's 16-5. Salukis pulling the surprise here in this first quarter. Leading 16-5. Here's a ball out of bounds. Last touched by Robinson. That's five turnovers on the Maroons here in this contest. 1:33 to go, opening quarter. 16-5. Salukis on top. Moore across the timeline. In the left corner to Ray. Top of the key down his shoulders. Right side on the wing to Moore. Top of the key down to Wells. Andy down the lane. Lays it up and in. Andy Wells with a basket of Salukis. Red hot. Wells has 10 points here early. A minute 8 to go in the opening quarter play. He has 10 of the 18 Saluki points. 18-5, Red Hill. Top of the key to Alex Weber. Dribbling down the lane. Shot up. No good. And a foul on the floor against the Salukis. And so Robinson will inbound underneath their own hoop. Mitchell Nash checking in the game now for Andy Wells for Brian Abel. 59.3 seconds to go here in the first quarter, 18-5. Two fouls now on Drew Moore for the Salukis. Free throw on its way and good by Alex Weber. 18-6 now. Salukis on top of the Robinson Maroons here in this third quarterfinal of the Little Illini Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. Another free throw coming up here for Alex Weber. Free throw on its way and good. 18-7. Less than a minute to go. Here comes Connor McKinney across the timeline on the dribble. Ball hawked out front by Dylan Smith. Here's McKinney to the free throw line. Out to Landon Ray. His long shot off the mark. No good. Rebound controlled by Brandon Scott of Robinson. 40 seconds to go, opening quarter, 18-7. Here is a drive down the lane, and we have a foul. Offensive foul charged on Robinson. So the Maroons turn it over with 36.2 seconds to go, opening quarter, 18-7 in favor of the Salukis. Across the timeline comes Corbin Shoulders. Right corner to Connor McKinney. Top of the key to Mitchell Nash. On the left wing to Shoulders. Top of the key to Murray. 20 seconds to go. Salukis holding for a final shot. Nash, top of the key, called for a travel. Turnover on Mitchell Nash. And Robinson will have a chance for a final shot here with 15.6 seconds to go here in the opening quarter, 18-7, Salukis. Across the timeline, Chance Black working one-on-one, 8 seconds to go. Works left side of the lane, cut off there, bounces it into the middle, and traveling violation. Charged on Black of Red Hill. Or I should say Black of Robinson. And Red Hill will have a chance to score here with 3.6 seconds to go. They'll have to go three quarters the length of the court. And it comes to Shoulders, and he's called for a travel. In his haste to try to make his way up floor, Corbin Shoulders traveling, and so it'll be Robinson ball near midcourt with 2.4 seconds to go. 18-7. And it comes to the big guy, Sandshaper. Long jumper is good! Right at the buzzer. A shot in by Chance Black. A little momentum for Robinson at the end of one quarter on the Port Blondie scoreboard. Red Hill Salukis 18, the Robinson Maroons 10. You're listening to Saluki Basketball on The Legend.
Are you thinking about a career change? Do you love to travel? Join the team at Best Way Express. Best Way is now enrolling students into their driving school. Best Way Express will pay you to attend their driving school and guarantee you a full-time job afterwards. Call 833-BESTWAY for more information. Best Way Express has been transporting America's future since 1981. Call 833-BESTWAY and join the most well-respected trucking company in the area. Let Best Way Express hand you the keys to success by handing you the keys to a truck. Call 833-BESTWAY or go to bestwayexpress.com today.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
Back here at Red Hill, Steve Anderson, Ron McKinley. Red Hill Saluki basketball on the legend as the Salukis lead 18-10. Robinson with the ball on the second quarter. Sandshaper, a drive to the basket, up and in, and a foul charge on Kenny Wells of the Salukis. That was a nice drive down the lane by Walker Sandshaper, the 6'5", 250-pound senior. And he scores to make it 18-12. 7:35 to go here in the second quarter. Free throw no good, but Sandshaper gets his own rebound, lays it up and in. 18-14. So the Saluki lead has been whittled to 4 here. 7:24 to go, second quarter of play. Shoulders across the timeline on the right side to Havel on the dribble. Top of the key to Nash. Nash lopping down low to Sandshaper, and he steps in and intercepts. He's trying to get it down low to Wells, but Sandshaper was right there. Now Sandshaper at the top of the key, guarded by Wells. On the dribble, right side, on the wing, to Black. Top of the key now to Alex Weber. Weber right side on the wing. Long jumper by Black off the mark. Long rebound. Comes to Ray of the Salukis. Loses his balance, but gets it to Nash. Now back to Ray. Across the timeline he comes on the dribble between the circles. Picked up in the man-to-man by Lassen. Right wing pass to Shoulders. Shoulders on the dribble to the right baseline, cut off there. Now to Andy Wells on the right wing. Wells at the free throw line. Left side to Murray. Top of the key at the high post to Nash. Right side on the wing to Ray. On the dribble. Loses the handle. Almost threw it away. Wells comes to help out. A timeout wanted by Brian Havel. Going to be a 30-second break on the Fort Blondie scoreboard. 30-second timeout, 6:21 to go, second quarter. Red Hill 18, Robinson 14. This is Saluki basketball on the legend.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts, People State Bank. Your community bank.
The largest country music library in the Wabash Valley. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend.
Back here at Bridgeport, Steve Anderson and Ron McKinley. Saluki basketball on the Legend. Saluki's leading 18-14 off the timeout. Here is Landon Ray down the lane, left side of the basket. Lays it up, no good. Foul charged against the Robinson Maroons. So the Salukis will inbound underneath their own hoop. 6:10 to go here in the second quarter play. 18-14. Red Hill, surprise here early in this game, but still a lot of game to go. Shoulders top of the key to Ray. Long bomb off the mark and out of bounds. An air ball. It'll be Robinson basketball. So the Maroons with a chance to get closer here. They can score a hoop. They're down by 4. Lassen across the timeline, picked up by Ray, right side on the wing. Here's a drive down the lane by Weber, feeding out to the Sandshaper, reverse layup up and in. Walker Sandshaper with the basket, and it's a two-point game. And now a steal underneath, shot up and no good by Childress. Ball knocked out of bounds, last touch by Robinson. It'll be Saluki basketball. Now Drew Moore back into the game, replacing Andy Wells for Brian Havel. Shoulders inbounds to Ray across the timeline. He comes between the circle, dribble, has the ball taken away by Sam Schaefer, who lays it up and in. We are tied at 18, 5:30 to go, second quarter. 18 all here in Bridgeport. Murray, I should say, that's Moore across the timeline. On the dribble right side, lets the jumper go from 12. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for and brought down by Weber of Robinson. Maroons a chance to take their first lead of the night if they can score here. Long jumper by Sandshaver, way off the mark and out of bounds. It'll be Saluki basketball. Parker Havel into the game, replacing Ray for the Salukis. 5:09 to go. Second quarter, 18 all. Some pressure put on by Robinson against the Saluki guard Moore, who brings it across the timeline on the right side dribble. Looks for a screen, top of the key from Nash. Left side on the wing to Havel. Havel on the dribble. Lets the jumper go for about 18, and he got it. Parker Havel with the basket, and the Salukis break the tie and lead 20-18, 4:45 to go here in the first half. Across the timeline come the Maroons. Salukis in a zone, a 2-3 zone. In the left corner is Braden Childress. Now back out top of the key to Alex Weber. They feed down low to Sandshaper. His layup up and in. Sandshaper with the basket, and we're tied at 20. 4:20 to go here in the second quarter of play. Drew Moore between the circle dribble for the Salukis. 4:12 to go. Looking for a screen from Nash. Top of the key, right side to Corbin Childress on the wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Shoulders now leaves it off for the Salukis. That's Parker Havel has the ball stolen away. Turnover on the Salukis as Braden Childress came up with a steal. Tied at 20, 3:50 to go till the half. Here is Cade Lassen between the circles, left side on the wing to Alex Weber against that zone. They lob underneath now to Weber. And a foul charged on the floor against the Salukis. 3:39 to go here in the second quarter. 20-20 is our score. And to the line will go Alex Weber. 3 fouls on Drew Moore for the Salukis, and he'll check out of the game. Replaced in there by Drake Allen, the 6'1 freshman forward. Free throw up and in by Alex Weber. And it's 21-20. Robinson on top, 3:39 to go here in the second quarter play. Another free throw up and in by Weber, the 6'4, 200-pound senior. And it's 22-20. Maroons on top. Salukis across the timeline. Corbin Childress on the right side dribble. Right corner to Havel on the right baseline. Now we have a foul away from the ball charged against Jason Meeks, I believe. Nope, that's on Mitchell Nash. Not for a minute there, they were going to call Meeks number 50, but they call Mitchell Nash for the foul. That's his first. Mac Thompson, well, was against Robinson. I stand corrected there. So the Salukis do inbound the ball. It was against the big guy, Meeks, and now a foul on Mitchell Nash as both he and Meeks are jousting down low. Two big guys trying to get position. And it'll be Robinson ball with a two-point lead, 22-20, 3:23 to go here in the second quarter of play. Across the timeline is Cade Lassen. And on the right corner, they feed it underneath to Sandshaper. Triple team. The ball knocked away and out of bounds. Last touch by the Salukis as Chase Murray was the last to touch it for Red Hill. 3:09 to go, second quarter, 22-20. Out front, Cade Lassen, top of the key to Weber. Right side to Lassen against that 2-3 zone. Sandshaper in the middle, trying to hit free, left side in the corner, to Braden Childress, down top of the key to Lassen, right side of the lane, right corner, Sand Schaefer, cross-court skip pass, long three-pointer off the bar, taken by Childress, and we have a foul against the Salukis. It'll be a foul against Robinson. It'll be Salukis going to the other end. Parker Hamill will shoot free throws for Red Hill. 2:47 to go, second quarter, 22-20, Robinson. Down in the game for the Maroons, Dylan Smith for Mac Thompson's Robinson Ball Club. Robinson at 8-9, and the Salukis 7-9. Free throw by Havels missed, and the rebound, loose ball rebound, comes to the Maroons. Across the timeline, Lassen. Now left side on the wing to Black. Cross court to Lassen on the right wing. On the dribble, top of the key, looks for a screen, can't find one. Now backs it out, left side on the wing to Smith. They lob in the middle of Sand Schaefer, left side, three-pointer in the corner is good. Three-pointer by Chance Black, the 6-foot, 190-pound junior, and Robinson has a five-point lead, 25-20. That Saluki lead has dissipated, and now they find themselves down by five. They can use a hoop here. Allen leading for Hamill on the right wing, top of the key to Murray. Murray on the dribble, down the lane, left hand, up, no good. Rebound fought for, and the loose ball comes to Chance Black. Black will bring it across the timeline. Left side on the wing to Lassen. Cross court now. Three-pointer by Black is no good, but a foul away from the ball against the Salukis. And going to the line will be Brandon Scott, the 6'5", 205-pounder for Robinson. Bruins leading by five, 25-20, with a minute 46 to go here in the second quarter of play. A Little Illini Conference quarterfinal, quarterfinal number three. Free throw up and good by Scott. That increases the lead to 26-20 for Robinson. Another free throw coming up here for big Brandon Scott. Free throw on its way, and no good off the back iron. Rebounded by Havel, and a bumping foul charged against Scott. And so that stops the clock with a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. We go to the other end for Saluki free throws, and Parker Havel will be at the line. Havel, a 5'11 junior forward for the Salukis, and his father, head coach Brian Havel, been there a long time now. Free throw up and in by Havel. 26-21, Robinson, a minute 45 to go, second quarter here at the LIC tournament. Second free throw is up and in by Campbell. And it's 26-22. Robinson. Lassen across the timeline. Minute 40 to go. Second quarter play against that zone. Right side in the corner. They see the Sand Schaefer on the right baseline. Underneath shot up. No good by Scott. Gets his own rebound up. No good. Sand Schaefer with a rebound. No good. And over the back comes Robinson. Brandon Scott coming over the back, and we go to the other end again for Saluki free throws with a minute 31 to go here in the second quarter. 26-22 in favor of Robinson. But Parker Hamill has a chance to cut into that deficit. Parker Hamill, number 10 on his jersey. The Salukis, the visitors here, the lower seed in this contest. Free throw up and in by Havel. Robinson. The Maroons are the second seed. The Salukis the seventh seed. Free throw up and in again by Havel. 26-24. 1:30 to go. Second quarter of play. Some zone trapping pressure by the Salukis. Half court. Robinson gets it underneath. Now to Sand Schaefer on the baseline. Lays it up and in. Walker Sand Schaefer, the best player for Robinson at 6'5", 215, scores, and it's 28-24, four-point Maroon lead. Havel free throw line, call for a double dribble, turning it over. So if he's starting to commit more turnovers with regularity here after starting off this game very crisply. 28-24, Minute 8 to go here in the second quarter play. Across the timeline comes Cade Lassen, left side on the wing to Chance Black. Down to Sandshaper in the middle, spins left baseline, up and in. Flips it up and in with one hand. The smooth Walker Sandshaper with the basket. And it's 30-24. Robinson, 46 seconds to go in the second quarter play. In the right corner, they go to Havel. Havel on the dribble. Out front, the ball is knocked away, saved by Landon Ray, but he went back over and back near center line. So another turnover on the Salukis. And the 36.3 seconds to go, they'll have a chance to add to the lead, Robinson will, as they have the ball at midcourt. And it comes to Lassen across the timeline against that zone. Lassen, top of the key. Now right side on the wing to Black. Down to Lassen, out front. Those two playing pitch and catch. The top of this 2-3 zone, 20 seconds to go. Bruins holding for a final shot. Here's Sandshaper on the left wing, back top of the key to Black. Right wing to Lassen. Lassen on the dribble, 10 seconds to go. 30-24 Robinson. Here is Braden Childress feeding to the corner. Three-pointer on the way. It's good. Three-pointer by Chance Black as the first half comes to a close. On the Port Blondie scoreboard here at halftime, our score is the Robinson Maroons 33 and the Red Hill Salukis 24. We're back with the Lawrence County Memorial Halftime Report in 4 minutes. You're listening to Saluki Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport has what you need to please that hard-to-shop-for family member this year. Dremel Tool Kit, only $69.99. Milwaukee M18 Compact Combo Kit for just $209.99. If you don't know what they want, grab one of Leggett's gift certificates. With a tool selection that would make Santa blush, Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport has what you need to please the handyman or woman in your life. Need stocking stuffers? With tools and accessories for $9.99 or less, you can't go wrong shopping at Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
My mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain army, mommy and daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work and school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion. No better banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Port and Blondies. Two great places, now at one location. 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. They offer a special kids menu with kids 5 and under eating for free. Each child that dines in for the month of October will receive a free dish of ice cream after their meal. At the Port and Blondies, let them show you why they are the place to be.
It's yours.
Back here at Red Hill High School, Steve Anderson, Rob McKinley alongside. Glad you're with us. We apologize for some technical difficulties here, but we're making do as best we can here. Here at halftime, the Robinson Maroons lead the Red Hill Salukis by a score of 33-24. Taking a look at some of the first half numbers for the Salukis, they were led in scoring by Parker Havel, who has 10 points. Andy Wells also has 10 in the contest. Those are the only two Salukis in the double digits. Meanwhile, for Robinson, Walker Sandshaper has 14 points to lead all scorers. He's the only Robinson player in double digits. 9 points for Chance Black in this contest. The Salukis led 18-10 after one quarter play. And lead here 33-24 as Robinson outscored the Salukis in that second period. The Salukis started to turn the ball over for regularity, and they trail 33-26. This is the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your hospital, treating your people. Again, here at halftime, it is 24 for Red Hill, 33 for Robinson. That's going to do it for the People's State Bank. I should say for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. This conference game is brought your way by Larry Bones Pizza, Lawrence County's Pizza, and by the Citizens National Bank of Albion, knowing better banking, and Scott's Health Barn Pharmacy, Lawrence County's only locally owned and operated pharmacy, caring for you and about you. We're back with the second half in 3 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Salukis Basketball on the Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2 phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Casey State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better. And our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
You're on the Fort Blondie scoreboard, ready to begin the third quarter play, ready over the ball. It's Robinson 33 and the Sukis 24. Chase Murray on a drive to the basket misses. The Sukis rebound back out front. Parker Havel, three-pointer on the way is good from the top of the key by Havel. And it's 33-27. The Sukis trim the lead to 6. Across the timeline comes Lassen for Robinson between the circle dribble. Now on the left wing to Weber. They go down low to Sandshaker, who lays it up and in. Walker Sandshaker starting to percolate a bit here. 35-27, 7:13 to go, third quarter here in Bridgeport. Havel, three-pointer, right side, got it in. Parker Havel starting to heat up as well. And the Salukis trail 35-30 with 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter play. Chase Black between the circles, feeds it to Sandshaker at the high post, free throw line. Goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Right side drive by Sandshaper, and it's 37-30 in favor of the Maroons. Right side pass to Moore on the wing. Drew, top of the key to Murray. Murray down the lane, lays it up with the right hand. No good, and he's called for an offensive foul as he ran over the defender underneath. That was Cade Lassen. The 5'8", 140-pounder stood right in there and took the charge. And so it'll be Robinson basketball. 6:35 to go, third quarter, 37-30. Across the timeline, Lassen feeding it on the left wing to Weber. Weber lobs underneath to Sandshaper. Sandshaper turns, shoots, and scores, and a foul, and a chance at a three-point play. Walker Sandshaper, the all-conference performer, down low for the Maroons against the Salukis, able to score in close. 39-30, now 40-30, a 10-point lead. Biggest lead, I think, for Robinson on the night. 6:20 to go, third quarter, 40-30. Here is Moore, top of the key to Wells, left side on the wing, to shoulders, top of the key to Havel. His long jumper is off the mark, no good. A foul away from the ball against the Salukis, a blocking foul, and it'll be Robinson basketball. 6:11 to go here in the third quarter on the Port Blondie scoreboard. 40-30, 10-point Robinson lead. Now the Salukis with some zone-trapping pressure. Lassen across the timeline to Brandon Scott. Now between the circles to Lassen. Right side on the wing to Sandshaper. Dribbles to the right baseline. Cut off there. Now back out to Lassen. Lassen looks to the middle. Cross-court skip pass. Three-pointer by Black. Left side, no good. Rebounded by Sandshaper. He has it knocked away. And recovered by Murray of the Salukis. Down to Drew Moore on the right wing. Moore on the dribble between the circles. Against the man-to-man of Chance Black. Now Moore right side on the wing. Leaves it for Shoulders, top of the key. Left wing. Shoulders loses the handle. And it's stolen away by Robinson. Stolen away by Alex Weber. Down the lane comes Chance Black. He feeds it back out to Lassen on the left wing to Weber. Now they lob underneath to Weber, but it's knocked away, and the Salukis intercept. They try to lob pass, and the Salukis work onto it and knocked it away. 5 minutes, 5 seconds to go, third quarter. 40-30. Robinson. Long jumper right side off the mark, taken by Drew Moore, the Salukis, and the rebound by Robinson. Lassen across the timeline. 4:50 to go, third quarter play. And it'll Sandshaper Right corner to Weber. Back out between the circles to Lassen. Lassen. Down to Black. Saluki Sag back in that 2-3 zone. And Dare Robinson to try to beat him from outside. Here's Lassen, top of the key. Now to Black. Black, right side to Lassen on the wing. Lassen. Now back to Black as those two play pitch and catch. The top of this 2-3 zone. 4:23 to go. Black in the middle of the sandpaper. Now to Weber in the corner and a foul away from the ball charged against Robinson. I think that was Big Brand Scott, the 6'5", 205-pound senior that picked that foul up. His third foul. And Robinson's first foul here in the second half. Parker Hamill across the timeline. Right wing pass to Shoulders. Lob underneath down to Wells, who shoots and scores. Nice pass from Shoulders to Andy Wells. And it's 40-32, 4 minutes to go here in the third period of play in this LIC quarterfinal. The winner moves on to action on Tuesday. They go underneath, the Maroons do. And here is Black, a shot up, no good on a baseline drive, left side, and a foul charged against Red Hill. End of the line will go 6-foot, 190-pound junior Chance Black for Red Hill. Black at the free throw line. First one is on its way and no good off the back iron. 40-32. 3:47 to go here in the third quarter of play. Another free throw by Black is up and in. 41-32. 3:45 to go here in the third quarter play. Across the timeline, Drew Moore on the dribble, left side on the wing to Murray. Murray, top of the key to Wells, feeds it down low to Shoulders, intercepted by Robinson. Lassen across the timeline to Weber in the corner to Black, down underneath to Sandshaper, who lays it up and in. Sandshaper with the basket. And Brian Hamill needs a timeout. On the Port Blondie scoreboard, 3:24 to go, third quarter. Robinson leading now by 11, 43-32. You're listening to Saluki Basketball on the Legend.
Hilltop Grill and Bar in Bridgeport, Illinois wants to see you and your family this week. They're the hot spot for dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights with all you can eat, catfish and walleye, juicy pork chops, tender steaks, delicious frog legs, and a slew of other choices on their expanded menu. Hilltop serves up their 7-spice blend fried chicken every Friday night. Dinner begins at 4, also serving breakfast and lunch daily. Make sure you get to the Hilltop in Bridgeport. Great food, cold drinks, hot games, and family-friendly atmosphere.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Save Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Back here in Bridgeport, this broadcast brought your way by Scotch Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County's locally owned and operated pharmacy, caring for you and about you, and by Sanders Family Chiropractic, Dr. Jeremy and Lisa Sanders, here to handle all your back and neck pain. Saluki's off the timeout with the ball, trailing 43-32, needing a hoop. Here's Murray in the corner. Here's a jumper off the dribble by Moore up and in from about 15 feet left side. When you go, need a basket, go to your star, and that's what Drew Moore is for the Salukis. They hoop there. Lead cut to 8 at 43-34, 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Backdoor cut, shot up, and no good. Blocked away by Andy Wells as he got a piece of it. And Chase Murray fouled as he tried to make his way up floor for the Salukis. Foul charged against the Robinson Maroons, Braden Childress, the 6'2", 180-pounder. Sophomore. Salukis will go full court against man-to-man pressure. Lassen out front. Ball hockey against Parker Havel. 2:39 to go third quarter, 43-34. Here's Shoulders. Loses a handle out of bounds. Corbin Shoulders with a turnover. And the Salukis careless with the ball there. 43-34. And it comes to Lassen. Leaves it now for Black. He'll bring it across the timeline. On the right wing dribble to the right corner. Leaves it now there for Lassen. Back out between the circles to Weber, I should say. Down the lane. A hook shot. Blocked away by Ed Wells. Underneath this chance, Black trying to throw up the hook. Now here's a baseline drive by Sandshaker. Goes up with the left hand. No good. Rebound up and no good by Black. Sandshaker up. No good. Shot up and in. Finally by Alex Weber. Weber with the basket. 45-34. Robinson, 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Robinson's size coming into play that time as they played pity pat on the backboard and finally got one to drop. Now, Shoulders a shot off glass from the right side on the drive. Corbin Shoulders with the basket. 45-36, Saluki's trail by nine. A minute 44 to go here in the third quarter of play. Last in between the circles. Here's a baseline drive by the Maroons, Black. Now cross-court skip pass. Black in the corner, lets a three-pointer go off the mark, no good. Loose ball rebound, claimed by Lassen. Lassen feeds underneath the Sandshaper. His shot, no good. Gets his own rebound up, no good. Taps it up and in again. Sandshaper had three cracks at it. The third one finally went, and it's 47-36. And now the Salukis turn it over again. And Landon Ray will check in for the Salukis. As Brian Havel tries to stem this Robinson tide here, they lead by 11, 47-36, a minute 14 to go. Dominate the Sandshaper, and he was bumped and fouled underneath. I think Andy Wells picked up that foul for the Salukis. That's four on Andy Wells. So what size the Salukis have inside and Wells, now we have a foul away from the ball charged against Sandshaper. So that'll turn it over to the Salukis. With a minute 12 to go here in the third quarter, 47-36. Robinson on top, the second seed Maroons, trying to avoid the upset here. But for a while, like the Salukis might pull it off with their play in the first quarter. But Robinson control here now. With a minute to go, third quarter now, the Salukis throw it away again. Another Saluki turnover. How many is that they got now? 15 turnovers. On the game, you can't win against a real good ball club like Robinson committing that many turnovers. 57 and a half seconds to go, third quarter, 47-36. Across the timeline comes Chance Black. Black on the dribble in the right corner now to Dylan Smith, who's checked into the game off the bench. Now Sandshaker on the baseline. They feed it back out front. Drive down the lane by Childress, Brayden Childress, and a turnover on the Maroons. 10 turnovers for Robinson. 34 seconds to go. Let's see how the Salukis want to play it here. Trailing by 11, 47-36, 27 seconds to go. Ray in the corner, a long three, got it. Landon Ray from the left corner, a long bomb. 47-39, 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. Out front is Smith, now Black, right wing to Childress, top of the key to Weber. Weber down the lane, lays it up and in with 3 seconds to go, 2 seconds. Salukis can't get a shot off as the third quarter comes to an end. On the Port Blondie scoreboard after three quarters at the LIC tournament quarterfinal, it is Robinson 49, the Salukis 39. Back in a minute, this is Saluki basketball on the Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, We leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Back here in Bridgeport, Steve Anderson, Rob McKinley, Saluki basketball on the legend. Saluki is trailing, heading in the final quarter, 49-39. Robinson with the ball to begin the fourth quarter, and there's a foul on a drive on the right baseline by the Salukis. And the Maroons will inbound underneath their own hoop with a 49-39 lead. 7:52 to go in the game. The loser here will enter into consolation bracket play on Wednesday. The winner will move on to the championship semifinals on Tuesday. There's a foul charged on Robinson, an offensive foul, turning the ball over to the Salukis. That was on Chance Black. So the Salukis with a chance to cut into the 10-point lead. Moore down the left side of the lane to the hole. Bumped it foul on his way to the hoop by Alex Weber. And so Drew Moore heads to the line for free throws. 7:40 to go in the game. If you're just joining us here, in the opening quarterfinal, it was Casey over the Indians, 73-48. Moore's free throw up and in. And in the semifinal before this, Marshall defeated Newton, 61-53. Second free throw by Moore is in, but I think we have a lane violation. Foul on Robinson, okay. So a foul on Robinson, Salukis have the ball. And they trail 49-41, so Moore hit both those free throws. And coming out of the game now with four fouls is Alex Weber, the 6'4", 200-pound senior for Robinson. And it comes to Mitchell Nash, top of the key. To Ray, right side to Moore, three-pointer by Drew. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Black. Chance Black across the timeline between a circle dribble on the left wing to Dylan Smith. Smith's ball hawked out there by Little Moore. Shot up and no good on a drive by Black. And there's Moore with the loose ball rebound. Drew Moore down the lane, lays it up too hard. Rebound fought for and brought down by Braden Childress of Robinson. Off to Walker Sandshaper. Across the timeline he comes, and he is called for a travel. He lost his footing on that drive down the lane and traveled. So a turnover against the Maroon star, Walker Sandshaper. 7 minutes to go in the game, 49-41. Robinson, top of the key, Abel, right side on the wing to Shoulders. Shoulders, top of the key down to Moore down the lane. His shot up off glass, no good. Tough break there, a good shot, but Moore just couldn't get it to fall. Rebounded by Sandshaper, off to Smith across the timeline on the left side dribble, and a timeout wanted by Matt Thompson of Robinson. On the Fort Blondie scoreboard, 6:39 to go in the game. Robinson 49, Red Hill 41. We're back in a minute. This is Saluki basketball on the legend.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Attention truck drivers and their families. Best Way Express is hiring Class A CDL drivers in your area. Best Way Express allows you to make your own schedule. You can run part-time or you can stay out 2 weeks at a time and earn premium pay. Unlike other companies, Best Way Express can actually get you home every weekend. Best Way Express has a free wellness clinic included in their full benefits package. Whether you've been on the road for 10 years or you're looking to get into a driving school, Best Way Express knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Back here in Bridgeport, this big game in the IC tournament brought your way by WTHI leading the way and the Lawrence County Health Department offering a wide range of health care services for residents of Lawrence County. Maroons with the ball off the timeout. They work it in the corner. A long jumper is good by Braden Childress. He was able to score from the corner, three-pointer, 52-41, back to an 11-point lead, 6:09 to go in the game. Robinson on top. Here is Corbett Shoulders on the left wing. Feeds the left baseline to Ray. His jumper, no good, from about 18 feet. And rebound controlled by Smith of Robinson. Dylan Smith off on the right wing to Braden Childress. Top of the key down to Sand Schaefer. Sand Schaefer back to Childress. And we have a foul against Robinson down low. Foul charged on the Maroons. With 5:43 to go on the game. That's Alex Weber's fourth foul for Robinson. 5:35 to go in the game, 52-41. Maroons on top. Here's Moore at the top of the key. Left side drive in the lane. Backs it out now. Left corner to Shoulders. Shoulders in trouble on the left baseline to Ray. His short jumper from 10 is good. Landon Ray on the left baseline with a jumper. 52-43, a 9-point lead for Robinson with 5:10 to go in the game. Here is Braden Childress, top of the key. They lob to Sand Schaefer underneath, who shoots and scores. Nice two-man game there between Meeks and Sand Schaefer. Jason Meeks in the middle in place of Brad Scott. Lobbed underneath, and they score easily. 54-43 back to an 11-point lead. 4:45 to go in the game. Drew Moore, top of the key. Right side on the wing, the right corner to Hamill. Long three-pointer by Parker off the mark, no good. And Sand Schaefer with the rebound for the Maroons. 4:33 to go in the game. 54-43 in favor of the Maroons. Here's Braden Childress, top of the key. Long bomb by Black is good. A free ball and a foul away from the ball against the Salukis. So a three-pointer and also a foul. And going to the line will be Jason Meeks, the 6'5", 245-pound junior for Robinson, so a chance to make this a really good trip down the floor for the Maroons. Mitchell Nash out, Andy Wells back in, Chase Murray in, replacing Corbin's Shoulders for Brian Hamill. This game brought your way by Sip It Sweet Teas, your one-stop promotional shop for all your school spirit apparel, signs, banners, and print advertising needs, and by Lobe Oil. Free throw up and in by Jason Meeks. 58-43, 15-point lead for the Maroons now as they begin to steadily pull away here. Another free throw up and in by Meeks, 59-43, 16-point lead. Salukis need some hoops and stops in a hurry. 4:15 to go in the game. Right side on the wing to Moore. Moore on the dribble to the free throw line. Lets it go from there. No good. Rebounded by Wells. Andy goes back up. Too hard off glass. Rebound controlled underneath by Alex Weber. Across the timeline comes Dylan Smith for Robinson. The Maroons with a big lead in no hurry here. 3:55 to go in the game and the clock moving. Right wing pass to Childress, top of the key. Now on the left wing, they go back to the top of the key to Jason Meeks. Right side on the wing to Black. Black dribbles to the middle. Down the lane, he has been fouled on his way to the hoop. And he'll have to go to the free throw line to earn him. That stops the clock with 3:39 to go in the game. Again, Salukis got off to a good start in this game. But Robinson, to their credit, remained steady and started to get the ball with more regularity to their stars. Free throw up and in by the Maroons. That was Black with the free throw. He got both free throws, as a matter of fact. 61-43. 3:38 to go in the game. Across the timeline, Hamill. Left side on the wing to Ray. Top of the key to Moore. Now to Hamill. Left side in the corner to Moore. Three-pointer by Drew. Off the mark, no good. And he sweeps the board for Robinson. 3:18 to go in the game. 61-43. Across the timeline, here's the Maroons in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. In and out, no good. Taken there by Alex Weber from the left side. Now Moore quickly up the floor for the Salukis. Bumped and fouled on his way to the hoop. Stopping the clock with 3:04 to go in the contest. Saluki basketball brought your way by Casey State Bank, your community bank, and by Wabash Valley Services, fueling Lawrence County with propane, diesel, and gasoline. Visit their fast shop on 15th Street near the tracks in South Lawrenceville. Drew Moore's free throw is up and in. Now Matt Thompson with the game in control starts to put in some substitutes. After a break, Sand Schaefer back in the game. Robinson able to increase the lead even with Sand Schaefer out of the game for a Boreau there. That's how well they've been playing here lately. Moore's free throw up and in. 61-45, 3:04 to go in the contest. A long pass underneath intended for Scott and intercepted by the Salukis. Chase Murray dribbles away from pressure down the lane, feeds into the corner, three-pointer by Hamill. Off the mark, no good. The long rebound is brought down by Lassen of Robinson. Across the timeline he comes, down the lane, lays it up, too hard off glass, but it bounces out front right to Dylan Smith, and he'll eat some clock. Now we have a foul, or I should say a player down. That's Sandy Wells, looks like. He hit the deck hard underneath to be checked out by the trainer. And see exactly what happened to Andy down there, but they're checking him out. 2:32 to go in the game. Basketball action brought your way by the Cunningham Young Funeral Home with three locations in Lawrence County to serve you. And by Lincoln Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, they've been serving Lawrence County for over 10 years. And by Sid's Place, legendary shredded beef tacos on Wednesdays and Friday nights. And it comes in the corner to Dylan Smith, back out front to Scott. Now to Childress, 2:23 to go in the game. 61-45, Robinson, they lob it underneath to Scott. Scott over the smaller Drew Moore is fouled. How they got that matchup, I don't know, with Moore guarding the taller Brad Scott. Four fouls now on Drew Moore. Into the line will go 6-5, Brad Scott. 61-45, free throw on its way and good. 62-45, 2:17 to go in the game. And the loser here will go into action on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Winner in action on Tuesday at 7:30. Here's a long bomb left side by Landon. Ray is good. Ray with a long three-pointers. Suzuki's going to need more of those. 62-48. They throw along down court. Still burning and laying it up and in is Braden Childress. Suzuki's overplaying on the inbound, and they caught him napping. Here's Shores on the baseline. Has it blocked away by Sand Schaefer. Or, I should say, Havel out front is fouled. So Walker Sand Schaefer handing out the leather sandwich. Parker Havel will go to the line for Saluki free throws, a minute 47 to go in the game. Looks like the Saluki's efforts at an upset here are going to go for naught. Free throw up and in by Parker Havel. 64-49, a minute 47 to go in the game. Another free throw up and no good. Rebounded by Sand Schaefer. Sand Schaefer off to Lassen across the timeline between the circle dribble. He's double-teamed, bumped and fouled by Murray, stopping the clock with a minute 39 to go in the game. And the Salukis with a big deficit, 15 points, 64-49. And at the line, Cade Lassen, the 5'8", 140-pound sophomore. His free throw is up and in. 65-49. Minute 39 to go in the game. Free throw on its way. No good. Off the front iron. Rebounded by Shoulders. Corbin across the timeline on the left side dribble. Down the lane. Throws it up there off glass. No good from 10. Gets his own rebound. Down to Moore. Moore, a three-pointer from the right side. Good. Drew Moore, a three ball from the right side. 65-52. A minute 20 to go in the game. Almost a steal there, but a foul by Drew Moore, trying to reach in and get it away from Braden Childress, and Moore is fouled out of the game. So Salukis lose Drew Moore via the foul route. And it looks like into the game will come Drake Allen, the 6'1 freshman forward, to replace him. Free throw up and in by Childress. 66-52, a minute 18 to go in the contest. Another free throw up and in by Childress. 67-52. 1:18 to go in the game. Now more substitutes in for Robinson, with the game firmly in control. Lassen's still out there, though, guarding Abel. Here's Allen leaving in the corner to Murray. Back out front to Ray. Three-pointer by Landon is off the mark, no good, but he was fouled. And we'll get three free throws with a minute 5 to go in the game. That's not what Mac Thompson wanted to have happen. Has his head in his hands over there on the Robinson sideline. Free throw up and good by Ray, Landon Ray. 67-53, a minute 5 to go in the game. So it looks like Robinson will get to the 500 mark. Second free throw by Ray is good. They'll be 9-9 after this victory. Salukis will fall to 7-10. Another free throw up and in by Ray. 67-55, a 12-point deficit, a minute 4 to go in the game. Dribbling up against pressure is Black across the timeline. In the corner now to Lassen. Lassen feeds it now to Sandschaefer. Right in the right corner to Chance Black. He doesn't take the shot wisely. Less than a minute to go. 47 seconds, 67-55. In the lane, shot up and bounces through. Bouncing through for Chance Black, the junior. 37 seconds to go, 69-55. Here is Havel, top of the key, right side. Three-pointer on the way by Ray again. Off the mark, no good. Saved in bounds to Ray, reverse layup, no good. Rebounded by Black, 20 seconds to go, and nobody going to foul, according to Brian Havel, and they'll just dribble out the clock. So the final score on the Port Blondie scoreboard will be the Robinson Runes, 69, and the Red Hill Salukis, 55. The Salukis will enter into consolation bracket play. They'll play at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. 69-55, the final. We're back with the postgame show in 4 minutes. You're listening to Saluki Basketball on The Legend.
Sippet Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sippet menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sippet Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrence.
Ambrell Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrell Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrell Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrell Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
The Port and Blondie's, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. Every Tuesday and Friday is their all-you-can-eat catfish dinners for only $10.95. The specials go on at the Port and Blondie's. Let them show you why they are the place to be.
Attention truck drivers. Hi, this is Brett from Light 103 Sports. I wanted to tell you guys about Best Way Express in Vincennes. If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen up. Want to be home every weekend? Best Way can do that. Want to be home every day? Best Way can do that. Looking for something part-time? Best Way can do that. Don't have your CDL but looking to start a career? Best Way has an awesome driving school, and they'll pay you to attend. Join a company that knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no fluff, no nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm Pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Back here at Bridgeport, post-game show, Radio Salukis lose by a score of 69-55 to the Robinson Maroons. We're making a quick post-game here. We will not hear from Salukis head coach Brian Havel, unfortunately. We will give you the final scoring here for the Salukis, four in double digits. Parker Havel led the way with 17 points. Drew Moore had 11. Lance Ray had 11. And Andy Wells had 12 for Robinson, two in double digits. Walker Sandshaper led all scorers with 29 points. And Chance Black had 17. Time now for our Carl Richland Memorial Hospital player of the game that goes to Parker Havel of the Salukis. He led the way with 17 points. So he is our Carl Richland Memorial Hospital player of the game, and the Amberall Federal Credit Union sub of the game goes to Landon Ray. Ray came off the bench and scored 11 points, including some big three-pointers. Salukis lose here by a score, again, of 69-55. They will play on Wednesday in the Consolation Championship. Again, the final, 69-55. Our thanks to Dennis Poland, our fine producer engineer, for all his work. We've been scrambling around here, attempting to get this game on the air, and we finally did. Thanks to him for his patience. Thanks to Rob McKinley. Didn't get to hear from Rob because of our problems, but he was right here by my side, providing us with plenty of statistics. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Again, the final score on the Fort Blondie scoreboard, the Robinson Maroons 69, and the Red Hill Salukis 55. Again, the Salukis play on Wednesday at 6 o'clock against an opponent to be determined later, the loser of the next game between Richland County and Flora. So for Rob McKinley, Steve Anderson saying so long from Red Hill High School.
We love our country. This is Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend, the Legend. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes, a DLC media station.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years. go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Ambrol Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrol Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrol Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrol Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Red Hills Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. A DLC Media sports presentation. Brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, Best Way Express, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrol Federal Credit Union, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rucker's Candy, and Leggett Lumber. Hear Red Hill basketball action all season long on The Legend.